Zeichen ist was Abi Mali Yachem und Yisrael Pechas, and Zeichen ist was Daniel Shein, was Yoshua Falk. Okay, good morning everybody. Hello, how are you? Okay, if everyone can turn on their thing so I can see everybody, it's always good to see everybody. It's good to see people, you know. Okay. Okay, we are now on packet five. We're now on packet five. And packet five is about Big Day Tzivonim. So that's a very important topic. Take us some time. And Rabbi Tzion just reminded me, I told him I would just discuss. Say something from Rabbi David Feinstein, hopefully within the, maybe this week, or maybe next week sometime, maybe. Next week is Thanksgiving week, right? So, okay, but that shouldn't affect us. So, Kesem al Bigdei Tzivonim, the concept is that we know that there's a din of Riyah and there's a din of Kesem. So Riya is, if you have a Hargasha, like we've discussed, and we went through a lot of the detail in that. And then a Kesem, Pashtus, means that she has a stain that's not in her body. Kesem, by definition, is not in her body. And there was no Hargasha. So it's a Din D'Rabbanan, and you still have to do the five and the seven and the mikvah. But but Chazal will not go zer ksamim on Big Day Tzivonim. Uncolored garments, they were not uncolored. If it's found on something colored, they weren't gozer. So even if you had a kesem more than a gris, but it was on a colored garment, so normally that would be usher on a white garment. On a colored garment, it would be mutter. Now, obviously, once it's no longer a kesem, no, once it's so much blood that it's like someone's, Rav Shecht once said, someone once asked him, you know, a woman wear colored garments, she won't have to go to the mikveh because she wear colored? No. Obviously, as Rav Shecht pointed out, once it's no longer kesem, then it's daraisa, and then there's no heter anymore. And Rav Shechta had a whole mahalach about what's called a hargasha, that in the genus egos with hormones, this is not, you know, but after a while you can't call it a kesem anymore. So, and that's, you know, one of the trickiest parts, like Rabbi Willow once pointed out, so it's one of the trickiest parts of Hilchas Nida to make that cutoff line between a kesem and, you know, and a riyah. In other words, once, when hargashas were very clear, so then you had hargasha, you didn't have hargasha. But now that hargashas are, you know, not as clear, and we have these possibility, all the different possibilities that we articulated in the past, and then it's not so pashut which one we should paskin by, etc. So then it becomes more difficult to make that distinction. But this is a sugi in the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon. Beget Savua Matamim Bishum Kesem. Ibnosim Bar Yosef Me'enim Matamim Bishum Kesem. That is a Beget Savua. Now, there is a very important yesod that I think is important to point out. And we'll have to see. I'm very into this yesod. I'll tell you what the yesod is in a minute. And we have to see riyas for it, against it, whatever, for this yisod. But let me say it out now. And that is that perhaps the whole concept of tzivonim is only a din on a beget. Say, for example, a person has dark skin. Right? Very dark skin. And there's a kesem, we discussed yesterday, kesemim on the body, right? A little different Ramba, Raiva, this, that. But what if a person's dark and they have a kesem on their skin? So are we going to say tzivonim and it's mutter or not? That's okay. So I'm of the belief that the din of kesemim is only a din, and we'll see where it comes from, where it doesn't come from, a din of begadim. It was only said by begadim, big day tzivonim. I remember Rabbi Ezra Schwartz once told me he wrote a letter to Rabbi Feivel Cohen about some of the Gemaras that speak about a kesem on the karka. So why did you say the karka is tzivonim? So someone would say, oh, you know, Hanami, it's talking about white karka. I mean, come on, white karka. I mean, it's a little difficult, to say. I think Rabbi Feivel Cohen, I forget exactly what he responded to, but I think the simple pshat, and we'll have to see about it, test the waters of this this theory, because it's not fully mefurish, but I do believe that its pashtus was only said by begadim, and it wasn't said by, so we wouldn't say that if you have, dark skin, forget dark skin. You know, your skin, my skin. Look at this. This is white. This is not the same as this. You see, this is a good thing. You see the wall over here? That I would call off-white. It's still white. This is white. The ceiling, that's white. The wall, off-white. This, neither. This is a nude, it's called, right? So I don't have to be such a dark a person to discuss this shayla. Even on a regular Caucasian person, that's not white. So I remember once Rav Arieli, and he used to, hopefully he'll come back. He learned in the library here for many years till they stopped letting people. So he was just discussing that idea that nude is like sometimes a woman has a nude stockings or something like that. So that would be, as Rav Arieli pointed out, that would be considered tzivonim. And this is also tzivonim. Sometimes people ask, someone just called me recently, cream. So cream, they're getting married, they don't know what color sheets. So cream is not white. Cream is not white. This for sure, this is gray, the cabinet here. But this is different than this. This is different than that, but that's all white. It's white. So that's what I believe in. That's one of my beliefs in this world, is that it's only said by begadim. We'll see. Rabbi Tuchman once mentioned, it's a Chacham Sodom, he once mentioned from Rabbi Reuven Feinstein that it's perhaps based on the din by negoyim, that nigay begadim is only by white begadim. So I think that's what Reuven Feinstein says right at the top of it, that it all started from there. We'll see in the Chochmas Adam. So if you say like that, then if it's in very well, that it's all an offshoot of that halacha, and that's within the concept of Megadim, starting from Negoim for Taras, etc. So that now whether it's going to fit in with the svaras, sometimes you say a vort and it doesn't fit in, but I think you have to say that because I don't know, most people don't have white skin, even though we call it, we have different ways of calling different colors, white, but that doesn't mean that that's called white. I'll be al pidin for these halachas, and therefore, but yet we will matame somebody. We're not going to say, oh, any woman, this is a new thing. We had a whole discussion yesterday about ksamim, tipin, you know, the whole thing we said. So what do we say? Oh, sevarim. So obviously we don't say that. So I'm very into this yisod. That's how the Gemara starts. Tana Rabbana, beget savua. Matami mishum kesim, Rav Nosim, Rav Obein, matami mishum kesim. Shalot tikni big tzivon lisho lahalka al kismeim. Talking about Elo shalohutru, big tzivon lisho lahalka al kismeim. So that's, but it's a machlokis here, machlokis tanoim, whether beget savua is matame or not, right? So that's why I am but it's a machlokes. It's not, you know, it's not l'kulei alma. The whole concept of tzivonim is not l'kulei alma. Right? Beget tzavu is matame, and Rav Nosson Rav Yosef says ain't a matame. So first it starts off as a machlokes tanoim. And then it's questioned how we
put a price on connection. So we didn't. Text now, you get a real phone number with unlimited.
Okay. But you see here, like you have the Ramban here on page 2. Matzah al gabi begodim, afil shu kli tzivonim, mikevin shadam nikir behem tmeya. So the Ramban doesn't paskin from the din of tzivonim. Right? The Ramban, as I told you, the Ramban wrote a Shulchan Aruch on Hilchas Nida. Hilchas Nida la Ramban. What else did he write on? Hilchas Chala la Ramban, right? He's a. The Rambam wrote on everything. That's what people say. What, it would have been interesting if other Rishonim would have written a comparable, you know, no one else wrote on Kol HaTorah Kulo like in a halakhic Shulchan Aruch style, except for the Rambam. So. Yeah. Right, but it's interesting.
Like it's different.
Yeah, it's a different right. And then he didn't put he left out all of Kachet, you know. So he came close, but
so that's Shulchan Aruch. Not that Kachet came in.
What?
Shulchan Aruch also left out Kachet came in and
stuff. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch, but also not in everything, you know.
Is there a
Svara
written anywhere for why Big
Day Tzivonim
are
Peturim? Why Big Day Tzivonim are Peturim? Peturim, yes. So that's an excellent question. So what could so if you want a Svara...
Dr. Ramban seems to be saying, Mikhailun Shazam Dikrabah.
Right.
So it sounds like he is assuming that the one who holds its Pater is because the Dhamma is...
It's not Nikr, but...
Rashi says, right.
Yeah. So I always like to say... I always like to go to page 12. Sefer Cheskas Tara, page 12, Rabbi Cheskel Roth. Cheskel Roth is a Mora Haroah. He used to be one of the Satmar Dayanim. And then he became the Karlsberger Rav. And he lives in Bar Park. Where does he go to? Meiron. He's a big Meiron person. You know, he's a big Paisik, you know, from the older Rabbanim. Rav Ausch is a Talmud of Cheskel Roth. I've been by him sometimes. I used to go show him my lulav and things like that. So when the Rabbi Harari, we went to the Rabbi Harari here. What?
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay.
He comes
of Sachem. Okay. So he writes here. Look at what he writes on page 12. And I think others have said this before him as well. He says, "Hatam nimsha al beget tzavu. Hatam she ein hakesem nikar bo kemaragdam gomor." Right. So that's what we just said. The Rashi said, "V'yesh lasbir od yoser tikevid de menatora Eina tome rak arba maras damim. Shema dumim yosir. In other words, the Gemara says there, the Mishnah says there are five maras dam that are tar. Four are red, and one is black. Right. So those are the colors. And then the Rush says that we're not baki, right? Really, technically, you could have red that's tar. If it's not one of those four. But we're not baki, so we answer all the reds. And then they said the other Maros Adumim are Torah, because they're not from these four. In other words, that's why the Rosh writes, there was some Amoraim said, we're not going to paskin on Maros. Why? Why were they so hesitant? Because the psak that they were talking about is the real psak of being mavchin between red and red. So once it's in a beget savua, that you're not going to be able to differentiate between the. Because once it's on a beget savua, then it. That mashahu difference of color is not going to be, you're not going to be able to pick it up anymore. So really, that's why they would not go. So anyway, it's only the Rabbanon. But if it would be a, right, this is only on a kesem. Once if it's a riyah, then, you know, but it's a kesem, kshuhu bebeget savuha, iyafshar kvar lahavkin beinem, afshar roi bad mumis, mikol mokom lahavdil bein dam odom tohor, bein dam odom tome, kosher lahavdil beinem,
Shum Hachi Lo Gozer. Very interesting, because nowadays, it sounds like, you can still tell it's red-ish. So nowadays, when Ramach Mechari says red-ish,
right.
You should lose the kula of Bittek Zivonim, for the whole kula was just that now you can't tell between different shades of red. Well, nowadays, Ramach Mechari, all shades of red, even if we were able to see it clearly.
Right, so one second, let's take that one step at a time. Sorry. So the first thing I want to say is that, you know, if you say what I said to you before, that it doesn't apply to something that's not a beged, so then how does that work? Because say it falls on the karka, and the karka is not white, right? And yet we still assume that there's a din of, I mean, the karka is ain't a mekabel tumah, it's a different thing. But if you don't hold it for the sheet of ain't a mekabel, or on the skin, you know, so therefore. So if you're working with the svara, so one could have said they should have been gozer. But it could be that this is the svara, but still they made they only made it by begadim. Even though the same svara, if this is the true svara, then the same thing should apply to the skin also. Then any skin, if it's not mamish white or off-white, and which most people don't have, so. You could say that this was a svara, but then they only put it in the, and that could be like what the Chachmas Adam was, the top of said, Ruhr Feinstein, that it only was an offshoot from Big Day, you know, from the Goyim. So it still needs to be, you know, okay, it's not going to work out perfectly because. But these things don't necessarily work out perfectly. Because when Chachamim make their, you know, how they formulate it, they formulate it by begadim. The same svar should apply by other things, but maybe they didn't, you know. But that's the, others have said this as well. He's not the only one to say this this svar. Others before him have said it. But this is the svar that I like to say over. But I think I'm very compelled to assume that it's only a din of a garden, because or else your skin is not lava either. And yet we made machmir on the whole discussion we had about teep and teep, but this not. It's every kuli alma that if it is a gris ode on a skin, it is matama. Yeah.
Could there be a difference between a bag and it becomes a stain because it becomes, it absorbs?
Right.
So it's a stain that's in the color of the baguette, but on the skin it's really surface.
Why?
It's not a stain in the skin.
What can absorb in the skin also?
It's surface dumb.
But why can't it absorb in the skin too?
No, it doesn't. It washes right off.
Right.
Baguette, you can't wash it out. Like even on a baguette, is there a difference if there's a gush?
Yeah, I mean, even on
there's mamish scab of blood, you know, dried blood, thick blood.
Yeah, that's what we discussed the other time. If there's if you have a clump, right?
Right.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but. But if you have you say it absorbs more, but it still can absorb in, color does absorb in the skin.
Yeah, but it also rests on the skin. It's not
right.
Totally absorbed.
Right, but we would still say...
Just a question.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but that's how he...
Let's say it's on a piece of plastic.
Right, that's a question whether the plastic is makabel tumah or not. There's a separate question. Okay, but that's the... the Ramban says... but we don't pass it like the Ramban. And there are other Rishonim that also... because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, take a look on page 4. You see how we look at the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch on page 4. Kesem shenimtza al dover she'enu mekabel tuma lo gozu. Kesem baka kaka olam lo kol dover she'enu mekabel tuma. You see, when it comes to Einu Mekabel Tumah, she says, Kol Dover She'Einu Mekabel Tumah. Here he uses a Lashon Beget Tzavua. Tahora. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, here. Mefichach Tilba She'isha Bigdei Tzavonim. Teta Atzila Miksamim. Right, so that's the Rambam. Let's see. Take a look in the Rambam. Page 3. And the end of Halacha Zayin. Kshechol she'enu mekabel tumah lo gozru, v'lo mekabel tumah elim ken haya lovan, v'al kli tzivoynim, ein choshim lekesem nimtza behem. V'yichach tichnu chachom shel tilba she'isha bigdei tzivoynim, teit ratzila midin haksan. So the Rambam writes, Tiknu Chachamim, that you should wear Bigdei Tzivonim, so you shouldn't have a problem of Ksamim. Because this is where you have Ksamim, it's on Bigdei Tzivonim, it's Mutter. As long as it's still called the Kesem. So, and that's the Minig. The Minig is that we tell people to wear Bigdei Tzivonim, except for the Zayinikim, where they don't wear, where they have to wear Levonim. That's Tiknu Chachamim to wear Levanim. But, so back to the Shulchan Aruch. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, it's Torah. Now look in the Dogel Mervava, the Northern Behuda. The Timanish Olviu Shum Cholek. Where it's we saw that not everyone agrees to the whole kul of Bigdei Tzivonim, and yet the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote any contrary opinion. V'alos Maimini, Pasad B'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha, B'Shem Ravon, Shelo Omru, B'Gmar Dover Zeh, Elo Tai HaBeget, Shelo Yitma B'Taras. In other words, there's a sheet of Rabbeinu Simcha that it's only Lagabe Tumba V'Tara. In other words, Damdid is Matame, right? So, but if Matame the person, Matame the Beged, but if it's a Bigdei Tzivonim, it won't be Matame. But it's not Leisha Labaila. There's no, right? Leisha Tamei Labaila, if you want to say Bigdei Tzivonim. So and then the Ramban. Kedush Ramban Machmir Kivur Vesyosi Koshul Hakal Keneged Shlosha Chamurei Olam. He says you have the ghost Maimoni between Rabbeinu Simcha and Hashem the Ravon. So you have Rabbeinu Simcha, the Ravon, and the Ramban. Three people who don't hold for, I mean, or say that it's only a din in Taurus, but not the Tari Shalabaila. So he just is a little bit perturbed that it didn't even make it as a Yesh Omrim in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not even a Yesh Omrim that you should be machmir. So the Dovah Merbava just is a little bit... Here, if you want to see the Hagos Maimoni here, it's on page 3. The Ramban we just saw. The Hagos Maimoni is on page 3. Then he quotes the Ravon also, Krab Yochanan. The Maisim Raya, my Doris, are shown at Tani Pumashal. A big show looks out, Afal Big Dick Sivon, or how deep the Hakok is made. Pokatam Kanador Bak Savu Batami. Chain Kosov Rabbein Simcha. Right? He quotes Rabbein Simcha. Chain Kosov Ramban. Shafilo Yiku. Isha Tamea. Okay, that's the story. Take a look again in that Gemara we just saw. It's number Pulmishal Aspasianos, page 4, on page 1 here. And first page of the packet, Samachal from the base. Gozal al Taurus Hassanim. They made a Gzeira al Taurus Hassanim al Iris. In other words, they made certain gezeiros that people shouldn't, for korban, they didn't want things to be overly festive anymore. So they said, Chassam shouldn't wear crowns. It's too festive. Father Iris. Some type of dingling thing. Bikshu ligzor al bigdei tzivonim. So he wanted to say that maybe people shouldn't wear colored clothing. So that's also festive. Amiha adifa kedei l'hakel al kismeim. So he said, no, it's better we should still keep that, because then if we're not allowed, then we're not going to be able to be make on some. So you should. So the Chasam Sofer, the Truvas Chasam Sofer. Let's find the Truvas Chasam Sofer. When I made these packets, I think it was before they came out with a nice Truvas Chasam Sofer. That's why I zeroed from the old Ein Adoma. I mean, I used to learn Chasam Sofer with the old Chasam Sofer, but the new Chasam Sofer is a whole new thing. You know. That was one of the things when the library was closed. Avram Levitt was sending me from the Otzar Chochma. They didn't have the edition that I like of the Machon Hamor Chasam Sofer. Now they have it. So he wants to say that maybe the concept of Tzivonim is only on outer garments, that it doesn't apply to like underwear, the inner garments. And his raya is because the Gemara speaks about tzivonim in terms of things that you shouldn't do maybe for the korban or for, because it's festive, but it's only festive if it's outer. You know, it's only festive because you could see it on the outer layer. So he wants to say that maybe the whole concept of tzivonim, this is another chumrah, only applies to If a woman has a colored skirt, say, and the dam nida got on the colored skirt. So then that is a din of tzavona, but maybe it doesn't apply to undergarments. So that would be another big chumra.
In svar, it's hard to say. Why
are there such a difference? Right. Svar, it's hard to say, right? Let's see what he says. Mashanir lani is daiti din, and say he is misvar chitzona. So he says it's Dover Parshat. Right, if they were going to ask it, they were only going to ask it a beged elyon. Aval lemata tachas abegadim kiksonas, like an undershirt, underwear. Sheino elo malbush hazeya, bezeh eno ruuy leesar. Lo nimno lof klal leesar. So, we'll lay the little and the hat there. Came shalom tzidah he tevil mefurish yishlon alom al chalak misvar kanal shalom tiru el begish shal al chalak halu chalak tzavu asam chugav mamish letarik samim menolad. So that, in other words, and he says maybe it doesn't apply to and the Chazon Ish argues with him on page 8. Hey, Hashem Chassad, beggar, Samach, Masak, Mecholok, Hassad, Lotir, Hutu, Beham, Ksam, and Big Day, Tzivonim, Tamu, Bod, Yuha, Yachim, Medover, Echsas, Medhala, Kol, Poskim. Right, the post, how come the Poskim don't, towards the Chassam Sofer is a Poskim, but it means the earlier. You know.
Especially considering the fact that 95% of the time it's
going to
be on the
right.
In a garment, then it's really strange to be
about. Right. Welcome to Lekal Mecha Shei Choshim, Moshe Pesach Tshuva. Welcome to Devshar, Ladav HaMokar, Lovel Echiluk, Ben Somach, Lebosel, Tepegat Shein, Ve'ikar, this Stimus, Rishonim, Achronik, Perusho, Sheim, Hem, Dink, Somim, Klal. Right, that's the Pashat Shah. Rambam, Mavur, Nafil, Yashva, Ruma, Al Begat, Savu, Al Achachak, Nimsa, Al Kesim, Tahora, Kedin, Yashva, Dov, Shein, Mekabu, Tuma. So again, so the Chasam Sofer, says that they originally asked, because of those kinds of ears, Bikshu Migzor al Bigdei Tzivonim. So they wanted to ask the Bigdei Tzivonim also. And they said, no, you can't. One second. So, so he says over here, "Lo nimlo lo klal asam, mer lo nafsir shenidlo, eino al malbush hazeb zeh, eino roy." That's if lo nimlo lo klal asam, mer lo nafsir shenidlo lahatir. So he didn't take a vote, lasser. Maybe we'll see she nimnu lahati. Kim shall see he tear before she fall. So can also be tear the big shall fall.
So how do you understand these last lines of the Chasam Sofer? He says,
"Well, nimnu lav klal." Those were they never had a have me to ask it to wear it.
We have a Masidu Shemimru the Hatir. Skirshal Masidu Tzir Mufurish, and then a Mobile Chalk with Svar Kanash, and Tzir El Vegas Ala Chobok. They never made an Isser, so they never made it. But who says that? So they never made an Isser, so why do you need a Heter? How do you understand these last lines in the Chasam Sofer?
Where's
it
reading from?
Page 6, the paragraph of Mashin, page 6 here.
It seems like...
Yeah, what are you saying, Ezra?
It seems like he's saying that since they were only marketed out of government, because that's the third time to be altered, they weren't being marketed under government.
So say again, originally they wanted to ask her all these fancy things.
Right.
And so they asked her the crowns, and they asked her the jingles. And then they wanted to ask the colored garments. But they said, no, we can't ask the colored garments because then we're not going to have a heter of ksamim anymore.
Right.
Yeah, so explain, so what is he saying?
So once, since it's only talking about outer garments, meaning if the whole value of that is a heter of ksamim, on the outer garments, and from that, head of Tzivonim, is from that, that's only talking about outer garments, so there's no way that the head of Tzivonim about inner garments, the under garments,
whatever. So the head of, they wanted to ask her, but they didn't ask her. They didn't ask her to wear the garments. So you're saying, obviously, that only meant outer garments. They're going to be matter. Because then we want to... But so what is he saying? That undergarments mean what? That you can...
Even according to that logic, it wouldn't come out... It would just come out that they would have been misacting that you can't wear colored undergarments. But that's not what he's saying. He's not saying that nowadays we're not allowed to wear them.
Right.
But why not? I mean, according to that smart, it's coming out that we're not allowed to wear them. I mean, if the only reason why they were matir then was because of Beged Tzivonim, then we can only say that what the Gemara was referring to were things that are have enough mina for festivities,
yeah,
which is the outer garments, but not the inner garments.
Right.
He seems to be saying that, therefore, since the nafkamina is not for the inner garments,
right,
so the inner garments of Taka were Nimnu Aleihem, but they were
not Nimnu Aleihem to Aser.
But there's no Nimnu, there's no reason to be, there's no Shaykh festivities for undergarments.
Right.
Nimnu is only on the outer garments.
There's no Svar.
That's his Raya.
Right, but then why not wear it? Oh, there's no Svar to Aser.
There's no Svar to Aser.
Right, because it's festivity, but it's the other thing, one, so therefore what?
So therefore, you should be allowed to wear them.
You should be allowed to wear them, yeah, and therefore.
Yeah, but then how do we know, right? How do you get from there to the fact that there's no cool of
yeah.
It's because the Gemara is the lesson of Ishiru.
Who's speaking here?
Ben.
Wait, let's say Ben Katz?
Yeah.
Let me see you. Yeah, let me hear, Ben.
The Gemara said Hitiru, and then, right, Hitiru Tzivonim, so that's mashma that it was something that was asr beforehand. The only thing that would have asr beforehand is outer garment. It wouldn't have asr for, because of festivities, it wouldn't have asr undergarments.
Yeah, so...
Hitiru is... So that's Hitiru like only the outer. That's the Gemara's question, but the lashon of Hitiru.
Where's the one second? Where's the Lashon? Let's see. Shalachutro bigdei tzivonim. Shalachutro bigdei tzivonim. Isha alahakel. So they matter bigdei tzivonim. Lahutro. So they matter bigdei tzivonim. To be makel on the ksamim. Mchutro mchalis. So then there's the matter. But matter what? What matter to wear them? Matter to what?
Hochu Miklal Dasire, their matir.
Miklal Dasire to Asiri to what? To wear them?
It was the Havamina that would be asked to even wear them.
Okay, so let's say the Havamina to wear, asked to wear all Tzivonim, and then they said, but we don't want to do that because we want you to still have the coolers of Ksamim. Yeah, go on.
So I mean, Hochu really would then mean just Mutter to wear them.
Mutter to wear them, right.
So that doesn't,
it's
kind of,
right, the right.
Doesn't really.
Yeah. Think about it.
The Gemara is assuming that Mela, it wants them to wear them, of course, to go on and have a heter.
Right.
So then, of course, any.
Yeah. Okay, Rabosa, we'll stop here for now. Good morning, Ben. Yes.
I just quickly, the Rebbe had mentioned many times that the minig in those days, there were no big day tafts.
Right.
So the Gemara was
say, unless in the time of the Chassam, no, unless you say to those times, meaning in the times of
Gemara,
right. And then in the time of the Chassam Sofer, he speaks about the big days ayahs.
Right.
So you say there's no riot from there because they didn't have it then.
No, maybe in times of Rambam they already put them on. So the Rambam says Tiknu. Wilbush, big day Savainim, he means Tachtainim. So the Chassam Sofer is saying, Eicha Teisa, that we don't find such a heter. Blame Matsinush in Nidnu Lehater. His lesson is, Ava Lilbush Cholik Tzavua Samach Luguf Bamish, the Tahir Ksamim in Olam, the last line in the Chassam Sofer. To put on Chaluk Tzavua Dafka to be able to be Matahir, that we don't find in the Gemara.
Right.
It seemed like only when you were wearing them anyway, right. Like the outer garments.
And the svar is because big day, outside the garden, there's a sofik kinim and all that stuff, but a hot samach lebasar is the biggest sofik that is not kinim.
Right. Okay, let me think about some more. Okay, very good. Okay, so have a good day, Mayor. See you soon.
Sure.
And Josh Blau and Natan and Ben Katz and Yoel Weisberg and MZ Binter and Max Kirschblum and Ephraim Moretzky and Zach Berger and Sani and Ezra and Vincian. Okay, so we'll see you. Okay, so next year if it needs to be on Monday. So next week, Monday, Wednesday will be regular, even though Thanksgiving is Thursday, but that's...